Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Mi'ila Daf Tes Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a Mark Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. At the end of our previous Shiur, we learned the Mishnah that was found at the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we will do the same now to lead into the beginning of today's Gemara. So the Mishnah teaches, Kol hanavelos mitzdarfin zu im zu, all different kinds of dead animals. And the understanding right now is whether they be kosher variety dead animals or unkosher variety dead animals. For example, if you have a half olive quantity of horse meat, which is an unkosher variety animal, and a half olive quantity of dead cow meat, a cow must be slaughtered in order to eat it, but in this case it's dropped dead, hence it's called a nevela. And you have these two half olive quantities, they join up together to form a full olive quantity, which is the minimum amount to cause guilt if one were to eat it. The Mishnah also says, Kol hashrotzim mitzdarfin ze im ze. Likewise, shrotzim meat will join up one with the other to form a minimum olive quantity. The Gemara will present a couple of opinions, and we've indicated this on our under our introductory or topic heading. In the outside margin, you see the nosei that we've written, deos, opinions, binyan nevelos, mitzdarfos, lekezayas. Different opinions regarding this area of joining together of sub-quantities of nevela to form an olive quantity. So the first opinion, Omar Rav, loy shonu, elo le'inyan tuma. This idea of nevelos joining together, all nevelos joining together, whether they be nevelos of behemos tameos and tahoros, namely the joining together of different realms of animal nevela. This is true with regard to the area of tum, of ritual impurity. Avol le'inyan achila, but with regard to the prohibition of eating nevela, here there is a split. Tahirin b'fnei atzmon, u'tmein b'fnei atzmon. We've used the diamond to highlight the word le'inyan, as is explained under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin, where you see a diamond featured, and we've indicated simun, this marking l'tzorach havlata, to help emphasize l'ta'ilis hemshech ha-gemora, for the purpose, for the benefit of the Gemara as it continues. So it's important to see that we have two categories. There's the inyan tuma and the inyan achila. So Rav makes a split that with regard to the area of tuma, there is a joining together of sub-quantities of behemoth tamea with behemoth tahura. But with regard to the prohibition of eating, there we have to make a split. That tahorin, dead, let's say, dead chatzi zayas of sheep meat with dead chatzi zayas of cow meat will join together. But that will not be the case of a half olive quantity of dead horse meat joining together with dead cow meat. That's the idea of tahorin b'fnei atzmon u'tameim b'fnei atzmon. However, if you have, let's say, a half olive quantity of dead horse meat with a half olive quantity of dead pig meat, they will join together to form a full olive quantity, kezias, for the iser of for this particular prohibition. The Levi Omar, afilu la'achila nami mitzdarfin. Even Levi is number two, as opposed to Rav, who was number one. Levi says there is always joining together, even for the prohibition of eating, not just for the with regard to the realm of communication of tumah, of ritual impurity, but also with regard to eating. The Rav Asi, Omar, now we've treated Rav Asi marking-wise a little differently than we did Rav and Levi, because Rav Asi will be the focus of the Gemara's discussion insofar does he represent a new opinion, or is he simply echoing that which Rav said? So, Rav Asi, Omar, Tahuri L'atzman U'tmeim L'atzman. Rav Asi separates kosher variety animals unto themselves and unkosher varieties unto themselves. Iko the Amri, some say pligo adarav, some say that he is at odds with Rav, that when he says the Torim and Tameim are two separate realms, even with regard to Tumah, they do not join together. Don't forget, Rav said that with regard to Tumah, these two realms will join together. Rav Asi says, no. The Iko the Amri, another version of Rav Asi is, lo pliga, that Rav Asi is not at odds with Rav, and that when Rav Asi says tahurin l'asman, tamein l'asman, it's only with regard to the isser of achila, just like Rav. So we have these two opinions. As we go on in the Gemara, we will see triangles that appear, and these triangles are part of a give and take style of Gemara, but they will also be raising a question on one of the Rav Asi versions. So under our Mivneh heading, you can see that we've featured a triangle with the expression Ma'akav next to it, meaning a give and take. With the point facing up, they will represent questions, and with the point facing down, those will be responses, tshuvos. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, Misas Pora v'chaye gomol ein mitstarfim ze im ze. Misas Pora means dead cow meat. Chaye gomol, gomol is a camel. Chaye means something removed from it while it was alive, which is known as the Isser of Aver Minachai, limb removed from living animal. The prohibition of Aver Minachai applies to unkosher variety animals as well. However, these are two different kinds of prohibitions. The Nevela, that's the Misas Pora, and Aver Minachai of a camel, well, they don't join together. Ein Mitstarfim Zeim Zeh. But we can infer, Ha Misas Shnehem Mitstarfim. If you were dealing with Misas, we mentioned was Nevela, it's from meat from the dead creature. So Shnehem, in this case, Pora and Gomol, a half olive quantity of dead Pora meat, a half olive quantity of dead camel meat, would join together. So you see this concept of mitstarfin as an inference from this source. The kashya l'Rav Asi, this would be a challenge, a difficulty, or a question on Rav Asi Aleph. Now Rav Asi Aleph presented Rav Asi as saying never any tziruf. Remember, Rav Asi Aleph said tarin l'asman tmei l'asman means each category unto themselves, and here we're dealing with those two categories of Pora is Tahorim, Gomol Tameim, and in this source, we're inferring from this source that had they been examples of Nevela, of Pora and Gomol, they would join up. This is against Rav Asi Aleph that said never any joining up. The Gemara answers, Amal, and notice the triangle is flipped over. Say as follows, as far as that which you want to infer from this source, say thusly, Ha chaye shnehem mitstarfin. An aver minachai of Pora and an aver minachai of Gomel, if you have a less than minimum quantity of each one, but joined together, it would equal a minimum quantity, they would join up. In other words, this source is saying that Nevela and Aver Menachai don't join together. Those two Isurim don't join together. However, two examples of Aver Menachai would join together to form a kezias of Aver Minachai, joining together Pora and Gomel. Umani, Rabbi Yehuda, he. This source would be in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Diomar Aver Minachai, Noheg B'Tameah. He is of the opinion, we made an allusion to this, that the Aver Minachai prohibition applies to unkosher variety animals as well. Well, that having been said, what about the case of Misas Shnehem, Avol? And this really leads into a long question, and we've indicated that with a long question marking. You can see the kuf that we've put into a little triangle to the immediate left-hand side of Umar text, taking you to down to the second to last line from the bottom. We're now leading into a question. Avol Misas Shnehem Mai. Well, what do you want to say about Nevela of Pora and Nevela of Gomel, Chatzizayas of each? And don't forget, we're trying not to have any problems with Rav Asi. So what do you want to say? Lo mitzdarfi, that they do not join up? So if that's the case, if this source is teaching what it teaches, and you made an inference that from this source, namely the Mises Par V'Chai Gomel source, we made an inference that we seem to like in the meantime, that Ho Chai Shnei Mitzdarfin. What about the case of Misas Shnehem? The source spoke about Nevela and Aver Minachai, inferring two kinds of Aver Minachai there would be joining up. What about two kinds of Nevela? Lo Mitzdarfi, do you want to say that, Im Kain, if that be the case? My Irya, the Rohid Vitani, what is it that caused this Tana to run and teach? Rohid literally is run, to go run and teach an example of non-joining of, and it cited Misas Par V'Chai Gomel, two unlike things that they don't join up. Ho'afilu Misas Shneim Lo Mitzdarfi. According to what we're suggesting in our defense of Rav Asi, even if both were Nevela, they would not join up. However, the fact that the source doesn't teach that gives rise to our question, that it really sounds like the only time there is no joining is when it's Misa and Aver Menachai, when it's Nevela and Aver Menachai. But if it would be two cases of Nevela, they would join, which again would reinstate the question on Rav Asi. The Oid Tanya, and furthermore, we have a Tanaic source, and this Tanaic source, Rashi points out, is the Seifa of the source we just had before with Mises Bar Chai Gomel. This would be a continuation of that source. We have a little note in the Rashi. If you see, there's a little star that we have for the Rashi. And in the Rashi, at that point, it says, V'hainu seifo d'hai b'raisa d'liel d'kotoni misas poro v'chai gomel. So, bearing that in mind, let's continue with this frame section, and you'll see that we have the problem will continue. The source says, Chatzi zayas poro b'chayeha. V'chatzi zayas gomel b'misasa. That's a Chayel means Aver Menachai, and Misasa is Nevela. Ein Mitzdarfin. Avol Chatzi Zayas Mipora, V'Chatzi Zayas Migomol. Bein B'Chayeha, Bein B'Misasa, Mitzdarfin. If it's a half olive of Aver Menachai, half olive quantity of Nevela, okay, so they don't join up. However, a half olive quantity of Nevela of Para and Nevela of Gomel, or half olive quantity of Aver Minachai of Para and Aver Minachai of Gomel, would join up. Now, so here we have, there is joining up in the case of Misasa. And if this will be a problem, Kashya Reisha Aseifa. If you want to learn the Reisha like you did at the beginning of this long question, where you said Misas Shnehem, they would not Mitzdaref, here you have at the Seifa, where we've given this diagonal dashed underline to the word Misasa, where you have two cases of two subunits of Nevela, where they do join up. Hence, Kashya Reisha Aseifa. This, you would have, if you want to learn that Misas Shnehem is not Mitzdarfi, based on the Reisha that would contradict that which is being taught right now. Elolav, rather, you must conclude that Elolav Shma Mino Misas Shnehem Mitztarfin, that Nevela of Gomel and Nevela of Korah would join up. Once again, that's a kasha on Rav Asi Aleph, because according to Rav Asi Aleph, there was no joining up whatsoever of Tahorim with Tameim. Omar Loch Rav Asi. Rav Asi will answer you and says that, okay, it's true that in this source there is a reference of Nevela of Tahora joining with Nevela of Tameah, but this Tana is of the opinion, Hai Tana Sovar Iser Chal Al Iser. And I represent a school of thought that says otherwise. Now, what is Iser Chal Al Iser? How does that have relevance to our discussion? Nevela is something that is also to eat. That's an unslaughtered animal. A dead cow is usur as a nevela. If it was slaughtered, it would have been okay to eat, meaning that it didn't receive a proper slaughtering, so it's not okay to eat. Let's take a horse. If a horse would have been slaughtered, it still would have been usur to eat. A horse, as soon as it comes into being, is prohibited already as an isur of behema tamea. Can you speak about another Isser, another prohibition being superimposed on something that's already forbidden? Well, the concept of Isser Chal Al Isser is what's under discussion. If you say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, as Rav Asi holds, so if something is prohibited already as Behema Tamea, as forbidden to eat as an unkosher variety animal, you cannot talk about an additional iser, an additional prohibition, namely of nevela, of being superimposed on that. And therefore, a dead horse, is not called nevela. And therefore, I am of the opinion, says Rav Asi Aleph, that you can't have a joining together of horse and cow whatsoever to form a full quantity of nevela, not with regard to tuma, nor with regard to the iser of eating. If you see a Tanaic source that says that they can join together, well, that's because it represents an opinion called iser halal iser, namely that the iser nevela can, yes, in fact, be superimposed on the iser of behema tamea. But as far as our discussion is concerned, we're left in this sugya with room to accept an opinion that we've called Rav Asi Aleph, namely that there is never tziruf between within the heading of nevela between behema tahora and behema tamea. We now turn to Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues. Before learning the Gemara, we glance under our Nosei, the outside margin of the Nosei, the topic heading, Shiur Shel Iser Achilas Shrotzim. The topic that will come under discussion is the quantity with which one would be in violation of eating Shrotzim. In the realm of Shrotzim, we should point out there's a realm of forbidden to eat. And that applies to all kinds of shrotzim. Shrotzim being classified as those animals that are short-legged or crawling on the ground. And there's another realm, in addition to the prohibition of eating of them, the realm of tuma, ritual impurity communicated by a dead sheretz. It should be emphasized, though, that only with regard to eight specific shrotzim is there a concept of tuma. They're enumerated in the Torah, and they're called the Shmoina Shrotzim, the eight Shrotzim that are capable, if dead, of communicating tuma. However, the Isser of eating Shrotzim, that applies to all kinds of Shrotzim. So that if you take a snake, for example, there's an Isser to eat snake meat. However, a dead snake does not communicate tuma. That's by way of background. Now the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Achilas shrotzim loike olov bekezayis. The prohibition of eating shrotzim will be violated with a punishment. Will get lokes malchus. One will get be deserving of a punishment of lashing if he eats an olive quantity. And we say an olive quantity and not an adosha quantity. Adosha is a smaller quantity, sometimes translated as a lentil, but for our purposes, we're going to talk about a kezias versus an adosha quantity. So that Rav is saying that for to warrant the lashing penalty, one would have to eat a larger amount, a kezias quantity, and not a mere adosha quantity. Now, where in the world does adosha come from? What halachic relevance does that quantity have? So that has relevance in the realm of tumah, that to communicate ritual impurity, even a smaller amount, an adosha quantity of dead sheretz material will communicate tumas shrotzim. So Rav says that to violate achila, one would have to eat an olive quantity in order to be deserving of lashes. My taima, why is that? Why is it this is the shi'ur, this is the amount? Achila ksiv behu. The Torah uses the term achila. Pasuk says, lo sochlum kisheket same. Rashi quotes the pasuk, and we have as a tradition that eating is, the term eating, or the term achila, is not associated with anything less than an olive quantity. The Gemara raises a question. There's a Tanaic source, and in this Tanaic source, you'll notice at the end of the framed section, which is the way we mark off Tanaic sources, you'll notice the expression dashed underlined, bechadosha, where the source said at that point, af achilo bechadosha, so too the prohibition of eating. Shrotzim is if one were to eat an adosha quantity. That will be a problem for what Rav is teaching here, where we've dashed on the line, kezias. Now let's see the whole source. And the question, it's a long question. You can see the kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line indicating the length of this question. The Gemara asks, V'hotani Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi taught in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan the following Tanaic source. It opens up with a posuk. The posuk is actually most of the source. You can see it lasts four lines. V'hivdaltem bein ha-behemo ha-tero la-temeo. You shall make a distinction between kosher variety versus unkosher variety animals. Bein ha-oif ha-tomei la-tahor. Likewise with regard to birds. V'lo tishaksu es nafsho sechem be-behemo u-ba-oif u-v'chol asher tirmois hu-adomo asher hivdalti lochem la-tomei. That's the posuk. Posuk hakosuf b'achila. The posuk opens up with the prohibition of eating. V'siyem b'tuma. In other words, the posuk one says, "Lo tishaksu es nafsho sechem." Don't cause your spirit or your soul to be abominable. That's through eating. And v'siyem b'tuma. The source goes on, and it says it. It says here at the end, Asher Hivdalti Lochem Latomei. That's a different realm. Tuma is ritual impurity. So why is that? Why is it that this source opens up with the prohibition of eating and concludes speaking about the communication of Tuma? So the answer, the explanation is Ma Tuma Bechadosha, just like Tuma is experienced, ritual impurity is communicated through an adosha quantity, af achila bechadosha. So too, the eating of shrotzim would be bechadosha. V'kalse Rabbi Yochanan, v'kashya l'derav. Rabbi Yochanan prayed, praised the Rabbi Yossi Ramino as teaching an effective, an accurate source, and if we leave things as it is, this would represent a kasha on Rav. because Rav, as we mentioned before, spoke about achilo b'kezayis. The Gemara answers loy kashya. This source isn't a challenge, isn't a difficulty for Rav. Kan b'misasan, kan b'chayehen. As far as the Isur Achila of Shrotzim being described b'chadosha, as is the case in the source, the adosha quantity for the Isur Achila, that's if you are eating from a dead sheretz. Just like Tumah is communicated, which this source also spoke about, Tumah is associated with the adosha quantity. So when you're dealing with dead sheretz, the shi'ur is an adosha. That's the shi'ur of Isur Achila as well. Kan, Rav's din of Achilas Sheretz B'Kezayis, that's B'Chayehen. That's if you were taking from a living Sheretz and eating from a live Sheretz. Omar Le Abaye. Abaye asks, Veho Rav Amasnisin Koi. But Rav's comment of B'Kezayis is a comment, Rav was commenting on the Mishnah. Umasnisin Kol Hashrotzim Kotoni Afilu B'Misasin. The Mishnah mentioned all Shrotzim joined together, live ones and dead ones, making no distinction. Now, this point of Abaye, when he says that Rav is a comment on the Mishnah, Abaye is referring to what one saw at the very end of Tes Vav Amid Beis. Rav started commenting. He made a comment on the Mishnah, and he said there, if you have Tes Vav Amid Beis available, the last two words on the page says, Omar Rav, Loi Shonu Elo L'Inyan Tuma. The din of the Mishnah of all things joining, of all shrotzim joining together, that's with regard to Tuma. Avo le'inyan achila, tahurin b'fnei atzmon, u'tmein b'fnei atzmon. And now we have a comment of Rav here at the top of the Omid, brought by Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah Marav. Abaye is of the feeling, is of the opinion, that this comment of Rav at the top of our current Omid is a continuation, if you will, of that which we just pointed out, Rav's comment on the Mishnah. Now, if you make that assumption, then when Rav says here, Achilas Shrotzim Loikolov B'Kezayis, he's going on the Mishnah. If you assume this, that he's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol HaShrotzim, all Shrotzim, whether they be alive or dead. In other words, even the dead ones would be B'Kezayis. Omar Le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Hahi diyuka dilochu. Hahi meaning that which you said, that Rav's comment here at the top of this Omid of Achilas Shrotzim Loikolov B'Kezayis is a comment on the Mishnah, that's your inference, or that's your assumption. I don't agree. Rav Shmaitza Be'almo Ko'omar. Rav at the top of this Omid is not referring to the Mishnah whatsoever. Rav's comment here is an independent Amoraic teaching. And that being the case, Rav's comment of Achilas Shrotzim Loikolov B'Kezayis is not a reference to all cases of Shrotzim, but rather it's a case of living Shrotzim. However, as we answered before, dead Shrotzim, that in truth would be violated, the Isra Achila would be considered violated if he eats an Adosha quantity. Continuing in the Gemara has a quote from that which was mentioned a few lines above. You'll notice we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the arrow above. We had a Tanaic source that was presented, and the Gemara commented that Rav Yochanan praised that teaching. technically he praised Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina for the source that he taught over. So, using the shorter notation, Rav Yochanan was happy with that Tanaic source. Now, it would sound then that Rabbi Yochanan holds Achilas Shrotzim is Becheadosha. The Gemara now raises a question. This question lasts a couple of lines. You can see we have a long question marking the kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and the descending vertical dashed line indicates that all of these lines constitute the question. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, we have a Tanaic source, it's a two-line source. It says, Ho'evorim ein lahen shi'ur. When you're dealing with a limb, a complete limb, so the standard application of quantities, of like we've been speaking in the past about an olive quantity, an adoshi quantity, when you're dealing with a complete limb, the concept of shiur doesn't apply. Afilu pochos mikazayas nevela, upochos mikadosha min asheretz mitamin. Even less than an olive quantity of nevela, if you're dealing with a complete aver of a dead animal, or a complete limb of a sheretz that's less than an adosha, they will communicate tuma. The Omer of Yochanan, ein loikin alehen elo bekezayas. Rabbi Yochanan says there won't be any malchus unless one consumes an olive quantity. Let's glance at Rashi. The Omer of Yochanan, we're looking at Rashi a few lines under the Gemara text. The Omer of Yochanan, ein ha'oichlon loike alehen elo bekezayas. Vahashto mashma, the Rabbi Yochanan koi ahai brisa de ha evoren. Sounds like that Rav Yochanan is commenting on this Tanaic source, beginning with the word vahoivorim. Vah brisa varai b'misosan komairi. This source is definitely talking about something that's dead. De kotoni afilu pochs mikazayas nevelos. Nevelos are dead. V'yom Rav Yochanan ein loikin elo b'kazayas. So you see that we're talking about the eating of a dead sheretz, and Rabbi Yochanan says malchus lashing is warranted only for an olive quantity. How then can Rabbi Yochanan praise that which Rabbi Yochanan taught above that says that there's malchus for even a smaller quantity of dead sheretz, the adosha quantity? That's how we explained the source above, that it was talking about b'misasan, the kasha de Rabbi Yochanan. We would now have a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan's. Let's go over the point. We have Rabbi Yochanan here, four lines from the bottom, that says, Ein loikin alein elav gezayas. And this source that we call the He'ivorim source, this last two-line source, is talking about dead ones, dead sheretz. And he's saying kezayas. The source above, which we established, is talking about dead sheretz, and Rabbi Yochanan is seemingly praising that source, which speaks about dead sheretz, ke'adosha. The Gemara resolves. Omar Rava, b'muvdolin diber hakosuv. Muvdolin literally means the separated ones. For our purposes, we're going to refer back to our introductory comment, the Shmoina Shrotzim. If you recall, we mentioned that not all Shrotzim communicate ritual impurity. They do not all communicate Tumah, even though they're dead. Eight of them do. So the source that Rabbi Yochanan praised, that there is an Isser, Isser Achila with a, let's say, a malchus, a punishment for Achila Shrotzim, Bechadosha, that is if you're talking about a dead sheretz of the eight special Shrotzim, the eight that could, that communicate Tumah. However, other than those eight, there won't be malchus for Achila's Shrotzim unless you eat a kezayas quantity. Omer le Rav Ado bar Ahava le Rava. Elo me'ato. Well, if that be the case, that muvdolim, the separated ones, the eight that are metame, the separate category has a separate shiur, has its own quantity. Well, behemo nami, in the realm of behemo, of animals, lifligi bein muvdelis l'she'eino muvdelis. Even within the realm of animals, you have two categories. You have behemo tohora and you have behemo tamea. Behemo tohora, those animals with split hooves and also chew their cud, like sheep, goats, and cows. Eino muvdelis are all the others, the pigs, the horses, etc. So let us say that a separate shiur should apply to both. And we have a little note in the Rashi that with a double star, you can see three lines from the bottom. Rashi says, "Valema hachi," and say thusly, actually, four lines from the bottom, just to, for the sake of accuracy. Rashi says, "Valema hachi da dekomer dinavela mitama begezayis," that which we speak about dead animals communicating tuma if there's an aleph quantity. Hainu bimuvdelis. That's with the muvdelis, the behemot Torah, kori lo muvdelis, she muvdelis, me behemos tameos, that kosher right animals, they are considered the separated, they're the separate from the unkosher variety, that they communicate tuma if you have an aleph quantity. Demuteres bachila. It's separate from the unkosher variety in so far as that these, the kosher variety, mutter, are allowed to be eaten. Aval behemo tameo, she'ein o muvdelis, the behemo tameo that's not separated with an allowance to eat, lo mitamo adiko tvemi kazayas, adiko kabeitsa, that they would not communicate tuma, if you have, let's say, dead horse meat, that it would not communicate tuma until you have an egg quantity, which is larger. In other words, a different shiur. So that, according to Rava's approach, Rav Ada is asking, since with regard to shrotzim, you see a difference between the shmoyne shrotzim that are mitama and the others, and that difference is reflected with regard to a different, the difference generates a different quantity with regard to animals as well. There are two broad categories, in other words, different categories. Should they not also generate a different quantity with regard to the realm of tumah? The Gemara answers at the top line of Yud Zayin Aleph, Omar Lei. So Rava answers, Ki Ha Makish Rachmona, the Torah's attempt to compare Behemot Tameya, the Behemos to Shrotzim, that's Lebal Tishaksu. That's as far as they all come under the prohibition of one shall not abominate himself by eating them. So there's a comparison only with regard to that violation of Baal Tish, Lo Sishaksu. Avol Shiurin Lo. But the way we treat these categories, these realms, Behemos and Shrotzim, as far as quantities are concerned, we don't compare the realm of Behemo to the realm of Shrotzim. The result being that in the realm of Shrotzim, there is room to make a distinction between Shmoyne Shrotzim and the other Shrotzim, generating a different quantity as far as eating is concerned. With regard to Behemos, though, we don't make any distinctions with regard to quantities. With regard to that, Behemos are not compared to Shrotzim. Just for the sake of repetition, within the realm of Shrotzim, we make quantity distinctions. Within the realm of Behemos, we do not make quantity distinctions. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.